Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah that Dinei Mamnas, when we speak about Dinei Mamnas, Hakam Lamdim Schus V'Chayva, anybody who's in the Bezdin, and we'll discuss him, it's Hashem, more at length, who that means, is allowed to come forth with a reason to exonerate or to make guilty. However, Dina Nefashis, when we speak about Dina Nefashis, the halacha is Hakol Melamdim Chayva, Schus, everybody could tell us a reason to exonerate, however, Ein Kol Melamdim Chayva. Ask the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean by adding the word Hakol? Does it mean even the Edom, Afilo Edom? If says the Gemara, if that would indeed be the halacha, Neima Masnissin, that would be a proof that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Yosef Yehuda V'loy Rabbanim. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, regarding Eidus, V'eid Echol Yana B'Nefesh. One of the Eidim, are not allowed to offer an opinion by Din and Nefashis, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chayva, whether they want to offer something that will exonerate or the other way. Rav Yosef Yehuda Ima, but he could only say a reason to be lenient, to be schus, and not to be chayva. So since our Mishnah says hakom alamdim schus, and the Gemara at this point is assuming that when the Mishnah uses the word hakol, it comes to include the edim. So our Mishnah obviously howls like Rav Yosef Yehuda, not like the Chachamim that hold that an aid can never say testimony. And the reason why an aid can never say testimony is because there's a concern that it looks like he's negay beidus. Since he said testimony, when he says something else, it looks like he's just trying to support what he wanted to say. And even though the halach is that the Baal Din, who is on trial, is allowed to say something, so why should the Edom be different? So I saw that the Yad Ramah answers that when it comes to take care of yourself, it's understood and expected that a person's going to say and do whatever he can to help himself. The Edom are not as included as that as the person himself, and therefore there's more of a concern by the Edom than by the Baal Din. Another pshat that the aid spells has a specific role here. His role is to be an aid. And once he plays a different role, then his position as an aid gets blurry. By a Baal Din doesn't have a specific role of an aid in the Din Torah, and therefore he could say whatever he has to say. Amar Papa, says Rav Papa, our Mishnah does not necessarily speak about the Edom. When the Mishnah said the word Edom, Hakol is speaking about Echra Talmidim, as we've been learning and will continue to learn, that when there's a Din Torah, so there are Talmidim who are sitting in front of the Dayanim, and our Mishnah is following Divrei Hakol, that the Talmidim have a right to offer reason for innocence, but not for guilty. So says the Gemara, as the Gemara began our shiur with the machloikis of Rav Yosef and Yehuda, the Gemara wants to delve into understanding the machloikis. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rav Yosef and Yehuda, what is the basis of Rav Yosef and Yehuda's opinion that the Edom can say schus on the person who's in the Torah? Isn't the pasuk that we started say, then the pasuk that we just quoted say that an aid cannot do so? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Erech Eloyana Nefesh Lomus. And Erech can't say testimony, Lomus, for death. Lomus Huda Enechayina. We learned that to say bad, the aid can no longer participate. Avel Schus, when it comes for Schus, then Einem. And as the Rishonim point out, the Yad Ramah explains, that we can't say that the Pasuk is just coming to tell us that a single witness is not acceptable, because the Torah already said lo yakum eid echad beish, that eid echad is never acceptable for din Torah. It must be that the Torah is coming to teach us the halacha that we're learning, that he's only believed l'schus, and that he's only believed l'schus but not l'chayva. Rabbanan, ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they say that they can't. What will they do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish, as we said a few moments ago, there's a new consideration. And that the consideration is called the Mechzi Kenegei Beidosai, or A, that's saying testimony. He is somebody that was involved in this Torah, and now he's regretting on the Eidus that he's said. And or as I saw other Rishonim say, he's getting concerned that they're going to bring Eidim that are going to turn him into Eidim Zayimim. And because of all of these considerations, what he does is he starts saying schus, and like that he won't be accused. Why doesn't he just retract his edus? There's no, that we can't do, because the halacha is kivin shehigid and shuv enechayzo magid. Once he said testimony, he can't change that testimony. But what he's going to try to do is be melamed schus, and hopefully through him being melamed schus, this person will be exonerated, and once he'll be exonerated, their guilt, whether it's a guilty conscience or their concern what's going to happen, won't be there anymore. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who hold that we don't accept the Eidim, Hailamos, so the Pasuk, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is using, Eid Echad Lo Yanaba and Nefesh Lomos, ask them on my Darshbe, what are they going to use that Pasuk for? Says the Gemara, Mukalei be'echem na Talmidim, that one of the Talmidim that's sitting there has the ability to say schus, aber not choyva, but Eidim can't say anything. Ketanya, and the Brisa supports this, Amar echem na Eidim, if one of the Eidim said, yesh li lamro of schus, I have schus to say about this parati, nine chain shemeloi, how do you know we don't accept what he says? Tamalayma, erechad layana. We don't accept what the Eid Echad says. However, continues the Brisa, Nayin Lechman Atalmidim, Shoma Yeshli Lamar Alof Choyva, that if one of the Talmidim says, I have reason to explain why he's guilty, Nayin Shein Shemeloi, how do we know we don't accept that? Tamaloyim Echla Yachad Benefesh Lomus. And the word that the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that the Echad, the Talmud, can't make a claim that will make him guilty. So we learned further in the Mishnah, Din in Nefashis and Melamed Choyv and Melamed Chus. When we speak about Din in Nefashis, the Dayan who first wanted to issue a guilty verdict could now say an innocent verdict. A Melamed Chus, Eri Yachalach Melamed Choyv. If he said that he should be innocent, he can't now say he's guilty. To which Rav says, Amar Rav, this halach that we learned in the Mishnah is only during the deliberations. Once somebody during the deliberations said that this person should be innocent, he can no longer argue that he should be guilty. However, when the vote is taken, then the halach is everybody should vote as they see fit, and therefore the halach will be the person who said that he should be innocent then felt that he should be innocent, can now vote guilty. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we're going to learn in the Mishnah Mitzvashem on Daf Mem, where the Mishnah teaches us that if during the day the Dayanim deliberated and they weren't able to find any reason to make this party, this defendant, innocent, they would wait overnight. Umachrus, Mashkim, and Boim. The next morning they would come back to Beis Din, and a mezaka amar, the person who felt that he was innocent, says, "Ani amezaka, I felt that he's innocent. Mezaka ani b'mkami, I still stick to my opinion." The hamechayev amar, and the dying that felt that he was guilty says, "Ani amechayev, I felt that he's guilty. Mechayev ani b'mkami, and I still have that opinion." and says the Braisa, Hamalamet Chayva Malamet Chus, but the Dayan who originally thought that he's guilty can now say he's innocent, Ava Malamet Chus, but the one that said he was innocent, Ain a Yachalach Salamet Chayva. So isn't this Braisa teaching us that once you felt that he's innocent, you can never say that he's guilty? And the Gemara says, because Vala Machros, when is this taking place? By the next day. The next day is when the Gemara Din takes place. And we're learning now, Rav said that by the Gemara Din, you could change your opinion. From here, it seems that you can't change your opinion by the Gemara Din. Ask the Gemara, Ula Tameich, when, according to what you believe, L'machros masamit mat mileka, are we obligated to keep all the deliberation to the first day? Sometimes the deliberation goes over to the next day. And this Braisa, Kiktani, this Braisa is speaking about Shas Masa Matan, when there's deliberation. And indeed, we're learning the halach is that if the person felt that he was innocent during deliberation, he cannot say he was guilty. And that's Braisa speaking about the time of deliberation. Continues the Matoshima. The Mishnah that we just quoted continues saying, if the Dayanim are in disagreement and they weren't able to reach a verdict, as we've been learning, they add more Dayanim, and you keep on adding Dayanim till the number is 71. What's special about the number 71? As we started the Masechta, there are 71 members to the Sanhedrin. And if there are 36 that say he's guilty, and 35 that say he's innocent, we now are at an impasse because we can't make him guilty, because as we have been learning, we never pass a guilty verdict by Dina Nefashis just based on a majority of one. And so what we do, Donim Eilu Kenegan Eilu, we keep on deliberating, Achir Echem Menachayiv and Devarim Mezaken, until one of the people that said he was guilty change their vote and say he's innocent. But, ask the Gemara, if you, Rav, are correct, V'isa, that somebody who was saying that he's innocent, at the time of voting, he could change his mind and say he's guilty, so why doesn't the Gemara say, why doesn't that Mishnah give us that option? Listen, Nami Ipcha, that the person who was saying that he's innocent can now say he's guilty, and that's how we'll get a majority of two. Answers the Gemara, it is legitimate to do that. But why didn't the Mishnah give us that example? Because Tana, Aschus Kamahadar, we want to end up with the Tana is trying to give us a situation with a happy ending, that he's going to be declared innocent, Achoyvalei Mahadar, but technically it could happen that way. Toshma, so the Gemara continues. Again, questioning what Rav has taught us. The Braisa teaches us, Dama Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, Echamani Talmidim Shazika. If one of the Talmidim felt that this person is innocent. However, Umeis, he passed away before we could take a vote. Rona Yisrael Kil Chai, we look at this person as if he was still alive, and he still keeps that opinion. And we're learning from here, a very bechidus, says Daruch Lener, that even though this person, A, wasn't a full-fledged dying, he was only a Talmud. And secondly, he didn't survive to officially vote. And we're assuming that his opinion is to be counted because that's what he was saying. We still say, right now, so we assume that if he's alive, Kilachai, as he's still alive, I'm a Kaimai, I'm voting innocent. But ask the Gemara if Rav is correct, Vamai, name it, Ilavakayim, why should we not be concerned? If this Talmud was still alive, have a Kaim Hadabay, he would change his vote. And we're learning now that he has the right to change his vote. Says the Gemara, even though Rav says you're allowed to change a vote from innocent to guilty, but we have to know that. And the fair assumption, says the Gemara, is that Hashtamiya, meanwhile, Loi Hadabay, we never heard him change his vote. And since we never saw and his change of vote, that's why the halacha is that we vote him innocent. And I saw that that the Rishonim say, this is an incredible halacha, that a person really never voted, that just based on what he was saying, it's enough to assume that that's what he would have said had he survived to vote. Why would be the halacha in the other way around? Why would be the halacha if this Talmud would have was saying guilty, and now he died before he could officially vote guilty? Do we say the same concept? Do we say that since he was suggesting all along that he's guilty, we could assume at the time of the vote he would have voted that way? Or is this something that's only done when we speak about a innocent opinion, but not when we speak about a guilty opinion? It's an interesting question that we show in the debate. Ask the Gemara, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Rabbi Yosef Chanina said that a Talmud that voted innocent and then died, his vote continues to be Maitzi Bechlal Rabbeinu. That is not consistent with Rav's opinion, who says that you could change your vote. But according to what we're learning now, it is consistent with Rav, and Rav's saying it's a fair assumption to continue assuming that he would have voted innocent. Says the Gemara, the message was actually a Maitzi Itmar. The Rabbi Yosef Chanina's statement and Rav's statement actually don't disagree. But everybody agrees that Rav, even though Rav says you could change your vote, we don't assume that you would change your vote. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Shnei Sofer Adiyanim, the Mishnah and the Aflam of Vav is going to teach us, Shnei Sofer Adiyanim, two court scribes, Amdim of name, stand there, Achim and Amin, Vechim and Asmol, one from the right side and one to the left side, Kaisvim, Divrehem Azakim, they record the reason for the person, for the people who are saying that he's guilty, and the Divrei Mechayvim, and the other one writes the reason for the person that hold that he's guilty. And Rashi says the reason we need to have these two scribes, because the more recording that we have, the better off that we're going to make sure that the recording is correct. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Divrei Mechayvim, according to the opinion that we have to record the reason for the person who wrote that he's guilty, because we need to know what he's holding, because Lamacha Chazatamachrin, and maybe tomorrow he's going to come up with a new reason, which he's allowed to, because he's a person who has been voting guilty. But if there's a new reason, every time there's a reason for guilty, we have to have another day to push off the sack for a day. And that's why we have to see, is this a new reason? And we're going to have to extend it entirely one more day. Or is this a reason that was already given and we won't have to have another day? So that's why we need to know the explanation of the person that holds it's guilty, because we may have to make halonas adin, we may have to delay it one more day. Ela mezakin, but according to person, but why is it so important, my tama, to record, divrei mezakin, my tama, why is it so important to record the explanation of the person who holds that he's innocent? Laugh, obviously, to teach us that if this person is going to want to vote guilty, says the Gemara Lamech Bechinim, but we won't pay attention. Isn't this a proof that he can't change his vote? Says the Gemara Loi. The reason why we have to have everybody's reasons recorded is for a whole new explanation. If two people have the same opinion, but they're basing their opinion based on two different psukim, they are obviously, one of them is obviously wrong. Because as the Gemara is going to teach us, the Torah teaches us a halacha only once per pasuk. So to say that there are two psukim teaching us the same thing is unacceptable. If two people said the same opinion based on two different psukim, how does the halacha look at that situation? And Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded, "Ein mayin la melachad. The halacha views it as only one opinion, because one of them, as we just finished explaining, must be wrong, because they can't have two psukim teaching us the same din. Ask the Gemara, not immediately, how do we know this concept? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Achas Dibe Elokim, Shtayim Zu Shemati, Ki Oiz Elokim. Mikra Echad, one pasuk can be used L'kam Tamim, to teach us many halachas. However, Ve'ein Tam Echad, one halacha is not learned, Ein Tam Echad Yoitz Mekam Akros, not one halacha is learned from many psukim. The Be'er of Shmuel Tana, the Be'er of Shmuel teaches us the basis for this concept, is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk there says, Aloi Dvarei, Koi Dvarei Ke'esh, Num Hashem, Kufateish Yifoitz Itzela. Ma Patizem Mischalik, the Kamen Tzoytus, you could, a hammer could smash a stone into many pieces. Af Makra Echad, Yoitzir L'Kam Atamim. One pasuk could teach us many halachas, but two psukim don't teach us the same halacha. Hey Chidami. So the Gemara looks for such an example. Hey Chidami Tam Echad Mishnei Makros. Give us an example of one halacha that could be learned possibly from two different psukim. Says Rav Zvid, Am Rav Zvid Kretanan. A Mishnah, Mesech de Zvochim, Da Pei Gimel Amar Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us Mizbeach Mekadish Saroyloi. That any, even things that became disqualified from being put on the Mizbeach, if they were put on the Mizbeach, they can't be taken down, and they remain on the Mizbeach and brought on the Mizbeach. But that's only if it was at one point able to be put on the Mizbeach. But if it was never able to be put on the Mizbeach, then that wouldn't be the halacha. Says the Gemara Bishuaymer, says the Mishnah Rishu, says Kala Roy Ishim. Anything that's Roy to be burnt on the Mizbeach, em oyle lo yored. If it's put on the Mizbeach, it's not removed. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, oyle amokdai. Mokdai is the fire. And the Pasuk says that anything that's fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the halacha is should remain there. Ma, and how do we learn this? Because ma oyle, just like the Pasuk speaks about a carbon oyle, shirui leishim, which we know, the carbon oyle is completely burnt in the Mizbeach. And also, if it's put on the Mizbeach, loy teret, it's never removed. Af kol shirui leishim, anything that can be burnt on the Mizbeach, em olo lo yered. Rav Gamliel oymer, kol haroy le Mizbeach, em olo lo yered. Rav Gamliel says that anything that's put on the Mizbeach, even if it comes disqualified, we don't remove from the Mizbeach. Shnami here oyla al magda al Mizbeach. Ma oyla shiruya lagaba Mizbeach. Just like the oyla is on the Mizbeach. Im also like tired. Af kol, everything. Af kol, shahu. Royla Mizbeach im oyla la yared. Says the Gemara. But Tavayu, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Gamliel are coming to teach us Kamaba Psulim, that anything that became posel in the Azara, the halacha that was put on the Mizbeach, it's not removed from the Mizbeach. The only machloikas is, from where do we know this halacha? Ma Maislam in Maikdai. Rabbi Shua learns it from the word Maikdai. Ma Maislam in Mizbeach. So, ask the Gemara. That, so it says the Gemara, this is an example of Tam Echad. They both really hold the same way. However, that it's from different psukim. Tam echad mishnai mikros. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that? For miflik pligi, it's not that they're really agreeing in halacha, and the only machloikus is that their only machloikus is how do we learn it? The Ktani Sefer, because the Sefer of that Mishnah teaches us, ein bein divrei Rav Gamliel or divrei Rav Yeshua, the machloikus of Gamliel Rav Yeshua. El dam hanasachim, regarding blood and nasachim that became posel in the Azara, and they were put on the Mizbeach. Shor Gamliel Omer lo yerdu, because they can be used for zrikas hadam or for nisach on the Mizbeach. Yeshua Omer yerdu, because they can't be burnt on the Mizbeach. So we see it's not tam echad v'shnei mikros. It's not one halacha, just different psukim. It's different halachas altogether. So the Gemara is still seeking an example of Tam Echad, one halacha that's taught from different psukim. El amar papa k'tanya. The brisa that speaks about the same subject, things that were disqualified that were put on the mizbeach. The brisa glila imer b'toich shenemar, because the pasuk says kolan in the game mizbeach yikdash, anything that touches the mizbeach, that comes in contact with the mizbeach, becomes kodesh and may not be taken off the mizbeach. Shemei ani, if I had that pasuk, bein roi or bein shen roi, whether it was once able to be put on the mizbeach or fnat. In all cases, im ola lo yerid. The halacha is that if they're on the mizbeach, they're not removed. Tamaloymer says the pasuk zeshetasa al mizbeach kvasim. So we have to say mak kvasim ruim. When we speak about an animal, the animal was at the beginning usable on the mizbeach. So too, the halacha is only something which was roi, af kol roi, anything that could have been put on the mizbeach and then got disqualified, there is a halacha im ola lo yorid. But something that was never able to be put on the mizbeach, there's no halacha im ola lo yorid. Kiva imer, oila, the Tosuk says the word oila, ma oila ruya, the oila was a carbon that could have been put on the mizbeach, af kol roi, anything that could have been put on the mizbeach, the halacha is ola lo yorid. Says the Gemara, the tavayu, both of them, Rabbi Yosef Gamlili and Rabbi Kiva, what are they teaching us? Ka mamat psuli, that something that was never able to be put on the mizbeach, the halacha is cannot be put on the there is no halacha of him all if it's put loy teirid. Just the difference is from where do we learn this halacha? Ma maisele mikvasim. Rabbi Yosef Gamlili learns it from the word kvasim, and Rabbi Kiva learns it or ma maisele loyla. Says the Gemara, so this is an example of tam echad, one halacha, based on shnei mikros. Ask the Gemara, that isn't true, because it's not tam echad. It's not that they are in total agreement in the halacha, just disagreement from where we learn. Because says the Gemara, v'amar av adabar hava, oilas oif psul ik benayu. What will be the halacha if we have a bird oila that got disqualified? Will there be a din of malaloi teret? Man de masalami kvasim. Rabbi Yosef Glili, who learns it from the word kvasim, kvasim being animals. So the halacha of oilaloi teret only applies kvasim in only by animals. Aval oilas oif birds loy. Or man de masalami oila, one that learns it from the word oila, will include oilas oif. So again, it's not tam echad, b'shnei mikros. Ela amar Ravashi. Says the Gemara, again, seeking an example of Tam Echon Shnei Mikros. Says the Gemara, Kirtanya. The Braisa speaks about a case that if somebody does Rikas Adam of Kachim of Kabonis outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Sirius Avera Chayiv Kores. As the Pasuk says, Dam Yechashav Lishahu Dam Shofach V'nechras Ha'esh Ahu Mikarev Amoy. Because the Pasuk repeats Dam Yechoshev, Dam Shofech. The rabbi says as Zoyrit, that if somebody does Rikas Dam outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Kares. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kiva Omer, Kiva says, the Pasuk that speaks about bringing Kabonis Chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash, says, Ish Ish Mibes Yisrael, Ashi Yala Oila Zavach, Va Pesach Moimer Lo Yevenia, Ve Nechris HaYishu Hu Remem. So Zeru Kiva Oy Zavach, the word Oy Zavach, the rabbi says Azorik, that somebody who does Rikas Adam outside the Azara is Chayiv Kares. The Tavayu, what are they both teaching us? Tavayu Kamar Bezrika. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are telling us that Rikas Adam of Kachim that was done outside the basin, outside the Azara, is Chayiv Kares. The difference is, Ma Maisalei, Rabbi Shmuel learns it from the word Dam Yechashev, or Ma Maisalei from the Pasuk of Oizavach. So says Rav Ashi, isn't this an example of Tam Echad, one halacha that's taught Mishnei Mikros from two different psukim? Ask the Gemara, that isn't true, because Amar Rav Avua, there is a halacha difference between them. Because Shochad V'Zorak Ikvenayu, if somebody in one time both B'Shoigig Shechted Kachim B'Chutz and did Zrik Sadam B'Chutz, how many Kabaris? How many chiyuvim, how many averis do you did? L'divrei Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that says that this halacha of Zrik Stam is taught from the halacha of Shechitas Kachim. So it's all one Aveira, and therefore any Chayiv Halachas. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, that these are two separate halachas, you'll be Chayiv Shtayim. So again, it's not Tam Echad. So, Ha'et Malah. So again, where are we finding an example of Tam Echad in Shnei Mekros? Says the Gemara, Ha'et Malah, Amar Abaya, Afla Div Rabbi Kiva Nami, even Rabbi Kiva will agree, Ein Chayiv Halachas. If somebody both did Shechita and Zrika, Behelam Echad, and one act of forgetting, it'll only be one Chav Rechatas. Dama Kro, because it says the Gemara, Sham Tasa El Secha, Sham Tasa, the Torah mixes Avinu Mechmon El Kol Asiyos. The Torah spoke about all the different avoidas that are done on the Mizbeach, and they're all treated the same. And since they're all considered the same, they both will be Kivra Mishmol, says that if somebody does Shechita and Zrika Behelam Echad, Chutz Lazara, there'll only be one Karmachatos. The difference only being, which Pasuk do I learn it from? So this is an example of Tam Echad, Shnei Mekros. We learned in the Mishnah, Dine Mamas Donim B'Yoyim, Dine Mamas Adon by day, the Goymrim B'Layla, that night. Dine Nefash Adonim B'Yoyim, the Goymrim B'Yoyim. Simen Mishpat Manam Mata. Menani Mili, says the Gemara, how do we know the halacha that Dine Mamas can be completed at night? Says the Gemara, Amr Abchir Ba'Papa, So we see from here that it can be done at any time. So ask them if that's the pasuk that teaches this halacha, then the halacha ought to be even the beginning of a din Torah of Medina Mamanus, ask the Gemara, should be able to be done by night. Answers the Gemara to the Rava. The answer to this question is based on what Rava taught us. Because says the Gemara, the Rava Rami, Rava asked the question, Ksiv, the Shaftus Am, B'chol Eitz, that we could do it at any time. The Ksiv, but the Pasuk says, regarding the halacha of Yerusha, V'ha Yibihay Mechil Esbanav. So the Pasuk indicates that it has to be done by Yoyim. Ha Ketzer, how do we reconcile these two Pesukim? To teach us, Yoyim, the Tchilstin, the beginning of the entire could only be done by day, Laila, L'gmadin. Says the Gemara, Masnisen, our Mishnah that taught us that Dine Mamanus could done by night is the Loik Rameyer, not consistent with the opinion of Rameyer. The Tanya Hayer Rameyer, Mat Hamaloymer, the Pasuk that speaks about the Kohanim B'nei Levi, the Nikshua Kohanim B'nei Levi, the PM Ye Kol Riva Kol Nega. So the question when understanding this Pasuk, the Chima Inyan Rivim Eitz on the Goim, what is the connection that the Torah speaks about Rivim? Riva means a financial dispute, to the halacha of looking at a kohen, looking at a nega to determine if the person is tamei. El makish rivim and the goyim. What the Torah is trying to do is connect the halachas. Man the goyim b'yoyim. The halacha of looking at the goyim is only by day. The ksiv, the pasuk clearly says, ubiyoyim haras boy, that the kohen only can examine a nega by day. Af rivim b'yoyim. Oman nagim shaloi besumim. You can't use a kohen who's blind. The ksiv, the Torah says, l'chayr mar enei a kohen, af rivim loi besumim. The dayanim can't be blind. And as we're going to see, Rashi says that a kohen who's, we're speaking about a kohen who's blind with one eye. If he's blind on both eyes, he obviously cannot see in the kohen. The Meiri has a different approach. He says, because even if the kohen is completely blind, he obviously can't see the nega, but he can maybe bring along a Talmud Chacham who tell him what to say. Says the Gemara, Makish, continues the Braisa, that just like we learned some halachas of Dine Mominus from the Goyim, it goes the other way as well. Makish Negoyim Lerivim, Ma Rivim Shaloi Bekroivim, a financial dentire cannot be adjudicated by Dayanim who are relatives of the Bali Din, Af Negoyim Shloi B'Kroivim. Continues the Braisa, Ima Rivim B'Shloisha, we started the Masechta by learning Dine Mominus B'Shloisha, that a financial Dintaira requires three Dayanim. We would say af negoyim b'shloisha, the goyim requires three kahanim, v'deinu, and we actually can make a logical argument to make that point. M'maynoi, if we're just talking about a person's money to adjudicate, we need shloisha, we need three dayanim. L'gufoi, when we're speaking about the person himself, loikoshkein, that we should need to have three dayanim. Tamaloimer, v'huva al aron ha-koyin al echad, that one koyin is adequate. Holomatatov, from here we learn, afilu koyin echad, roi es negoyim. But what do we see from what Ramey said? That dine mominus have to be only by day, and Ramey does not differentiate between the beginning or the end. However, the Sma quotes the Shail Satshuvas Maram, who says that the halach is that if both parties in a din Torah of dine mominus are agreeable that the din Torah should be done by night, the halach is such a din Torah can be done by night. And he says, a gevaldig raya, just like we learned earlier in Amasechta, that if both parties are agreeable that you could use a relative or shloish roi bakar, if both parties are agreeable, that's acceptable. This is no different. The Sefer Rinas Yitzchak points out, the Pasuk says, when the Malachim came to visit Lot, and Rashi says, Yoshev Ksiv, without the Vav, that day they made him into a Shofet. So the Pasuk says that Vivoh Shnei Malachim, Sodom Be'erev, two Malachim arrived in Sodom at the evening, V'loik Yoshev B'Shah Sodom. So the question is, asked the Seferinus Yitzchak, how could have Lot be sitting in the entire by night? Haven't we just learned that we don't do it the entire by night? Says the Gemara. So certainly, if we follow the opinion that Dine Mominus, we have three ways of answering this. If we follow the opinion that if we started the entire by day, we could continue into night. So that's what happened here. Another teretz could be that this halacha about when you could do a din Torah is only when we're speaking about a din Torah of Yisrael. But obviously the din Torah in Stoim was a din Torah of Akum. These restrictions do not apply to a din Torah of Akum. A third teretz is what we just said from the Sma, that if both parties are agreeable that the din Mominus could be done at night, then the halacha is the din Mominus could be done by night. And we'll explain that that's what the entire the light was a part of, was where both parties agreed it could be done by night. Says the Gemara, Hu Samna, there was an individual who was blind in one eye, that was Shavusad Rabbi Yochanan, that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan, that would don dine, that would do dintiris, for lay amalai Rabbi Yochanan, lamidi Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything to him. Asked the Gemara, Hechi Avid Hachi, how did Rabbi Yochanan do so? From Rabbi Yochanan, Aloch Kastam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan always follows the Stam Mishnah. And as we've explained many times, because if a Mishnah was stated anonymously, that's an indication that that's the halacha. And Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Nida teaches us, Kol HaKosh Lodin, Kosh Lohod. Anybody who's qualified to be a dying can be an aid. For Yesh, but there are people who are Kosh Lohod that are qualified to be aid of Ein Kosh Lodin. From Rabbi Yochanan, who does that Mishnah refer to? Somebody who's blind in one eye, that even though he could be an aid, he can't be a dayan. And that's a Stam Mishnah. So why, how are we saying, how did he allow a person who was blind in one eye to be a dayan? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrit Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan found a different Stam Mishnah, that somebody who's blind in one eye could be a dayan for Dinei Mominus. Because we learned, Dinei Mominus, Dona B'Yoyim, V'Goyim B'Layla. Now, by night, everybody is like at least blind with one eye. And therefore, it's a proof that a Dayan could be blind on one eye. But ask the Gemara, now we have a very interesting situation. We have two Stam Mishnas that contradict each other. And ask therefore the Gemara, my Oma the High Stammer, my High Stammer. Why do we prefer to follow the Stam Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin over the Stam Mishnah, Masechta Nida? Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seima, Stam Adarama Adif. the Stam Mishnah that follows the opinion of a Rabbim is a better Stam Mishnah. Our Stam Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir. And therefore, that's the Stam Mishnah that we prefer to follow. Whereas the Stam Mishnah in Masechta Nida is following the opinion of Rav Meir, who's a Yachid. And we have two Stam Mishnahs, and we don't know which one to follow. We follow the Stam Mishnah that represents the opinion of a Rabbin. V'ibay Seima, B'shum de Tanila, Gabi Hilchas Adina. Masechta Sanhedrin, as we're Baruch Hashem learning, is here primarily to teach us Hilchas about the Torah. And therefore, this is the Stam Mishnah that we're going to follow. V'rameya, Hai V'shaftos Eid B'chaleis, Ma Darish Bey. Why does he lose that pasuk? Because according to him, it can't be by night. Amarava, it's coming to teach us Lasui Yomem Unan. You can do a din Torah on a cloudy day. Even though, as we're going to learn, you can't look at Negoim on a cloudy day, you can do a din Torah on a cloudy day. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masecht of Negoim, teaches us Ein Roinus in Negoim. We may now look at Negoim in Shachris, in early in the morning, V'bein Abayim in the afternoon. V'loi B'toich Abayim is not inside the house. You have to go outside under the sun. V'loi B'yom Emunah, not on a cloudy day. Nei Shekeya, the negas will not be, the shade of the nega will not will be too light. Nei, if it's not that dark, it will look Neres Aza, it will look dark. V'loi B'tzorayim, you can't look at Negoim in the afternoon. Nei She'aza Neres Keya. If it's dark, it looks light. So we see that there are times that the Mishnah is teaching us we can't look at Negoim. Tells us Rameya that that din does not apply to Dinei Torah. Yes, Rameya limits that Dinei Torah can only be done by day. They can only be done by day, but it doesn't make a difference what the weather, what the sun, etc. So I saw that the Tver Shloimeh says that a person, when a person is looking at it, is Negoim. Shachris is the time when we daven Shachris. Beit Abayim is the time that we daven Mincha Ma'ariv. Yes, says the Tver Shloimeh, it's important the person to constantly examine himself, where does he stand in life. But when he comes to davening, he has to be in the proper frame of mind. And since he has to be in the proper frame of mind, if he's going to be busy trying to examine his negoim, then he won't be able to daven properly. And that's why Shachris and Bein Abayim is the time for davening and not the time to examine negoim. Rameya, Hai B'yoyim Achilas Bonav, my Ovelay, he doesn't need a pasuk that we do it only by day. He already learned it from the Hekish of Rivim to Negoim. Answers, the Gemara, Hume Boiler, Chetoni Rabbi Bachanina, Kamei de Rav Nachman, v'yoyim b'yoyim achilas bonav, v'yoyim atamapa nachlois. By day, we divide up the Yerusha with the whatever fashion as we learned them as Nechtem, but that's what we do. V'yatamachla nacht b'layla, but not by night. Amalei l'ma'ata. So ask them, what are you saying? Man d'shoch v'yimama. If somebody passed away by day, that's when Yarsan le'b'nei, his sons will inherit him. However, if somebody passed away by night, says the Gemara, that's not what he meant. If somebody is giving a tzava, is giving a will, giving over a will what he wants to do. So if it was done by day, it's considered like a din Torah, it's considered final. But if it's given over by night, which is a time that you can't do a din Torah, then the halacha is that the people who are there cannot be considered like dayonim. They only can be considered edim, and it'll have to be completed through a bezdin. And the Gemara says, there's a brisa that actually teaches us that. The pasuk says, for Hayil b'nei Yisrael, this is a pasuk that's stated in the parasha of Yerusha. And the Torah says, for Hayil yisrael b'nei Yisrael, l'chukas mishpat. The oira kol parasha kula liyas din. The entire parasha is coming to teach us the halacha of Yerusha is a din. Three people have come to visit a sick person. So we have three individuals. Rotsu, if they want to act as Edom, Kaisvin, they write what this person who's ill told them to do. And then this document that these individuals who chose to act like Eidim will be brought to Beis Din for verification and certification. Oisin din, rotzo oisin din. If they want to act as dayanim, the halacha is they could act as dayanim and they could finalize the entire tzavah. But if it was only shnayim, if only two people came to visit the sick person, so the halacha is that kaisvin, they could only act as edim. As we've been learning throughout a masechta, two people cannot serve as a Beis Din, vein oisin din. To which Rav Chisda comments, this halach that we just said is only if they came to visit him by day. Ava Belayla, if they came to visit him by night, Kaisvin, they could only act as Edim, Vein Oisim Din, but they can't act as Dayonim. Mishum Davalei Edim, because at night they can't be Dayonim. And even though we have three people, once they are identified as Edim, the halach is Ein Eid Nasadayin. Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Nachman and Hach Kamina. That's what I wanted to say and explain the Braisa. So we see from here that Rav Meir, how does he know that the name Torah only be Dinei Mamnas only be Yoyim? Because the Torah connects Rivim to Negoyim. That's how we know that they are only by day. The Pasuk of B'Yoyim Achilas Banav is coming to teach us that Ein Eid Nasadayin. And the Rishonim teach us a number of reasons why Ein Eid Nasadayim. The Rashbam's approach is that it's a Xeris a Kosov. Taisa says that we've learned many times that in order that you should be able to have qualified Eidus, it has to be Eidus Shatu Yochel Azima. They can become Muslim. No Dayan, if they are Eidim and then become Dayanim, they'll never accept anything that will help, that will make them into Eidim Zoymimim. And therefore, Eidim that can't become Eidim Zoymimim can't be considered Dayanim. They only could be considered Eid Nasadayim. They only could be considered Eidim, not Dayanim. Here the Gemara spoke about that they came to visit this Chayla by night. Actually, the halacha is that Eim Evrakim is a Chayla by Gimel Shas Rishon Shiyoyim. We don't visit a Chayla during the morning, because at that time, they all look great, because in the morning, people feel better. And not during the night, because then even people who aren't that ill don't look so good. And the person who comes to visit him, and part of the obligation of Bika Chayla is to be mispalo for the Chayla, but this person will not be mispalo for the Chayla. So how do we see, and Agamar says that they came to visit by night. So the Ben Yoyada says that if there's a question of Talmud Torah, a Bittul Torah, let's say somebody learns by day, and if he's going to visit the Chayla by day, it will cause Bittul Torah, then he's allowed to go at night. In general, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the halacha that we don't visit in the morning and the night is only by, it's only an Eitzah Tova. It's good advice, but it's not absolute halacha. Another explanation that I saw is that it depends on the disease. Certain diseases look better in the morning and worse at night. But somebody who has the type of disease, Rahman Slan, that isn't the consideration, then the limitation morning-night doesn't apply to that mitzvah b'kecholim, but we should all be gesund and stark.